last year at this time, you're in almost a completely different place. You want to just talk about what's gone on and where you are now?
Well, last year I was, at this time, I was planning on somehow recording my solo record after I'd left Electric Sister in December, so it was about a month after that. And I was just planning on recording my solo album and doing that. And I recorded my solo record, but not till the month of October. So it took like a long time. So it was pretty quiet. And I was just writing songs. And now, you know, so the album's done, but now I've joined singing for George Lynch for this tour. You know, that's, it's a whole different thing going on right now. So I'm just super lucky. You know, I'm super grateful that all this is going on, really, you know, because last year it was kind of quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
if you don't mind me asking, like, you know, you guys had that first album, Electric Sister. It was great. You know, you got a lot of buzz from it. And then you guys just kind of, like, you know, went off to obscurity. What happened and what made you want to go the single route?
Well, I was always writing songs, not as tough as Electric Sister songs were, but it was just kind of like herding cats. It was pretty tough for us to get everybody on the same page, because that was a lightning in a bottle band. You know, it's just that we had this chemistry that was hard to keep it going. You know, it was hard to keep everybody on the same page because it was so electric and exciting, and everybody had so much charisma that it's really hard to keep it together. I thought, from my standpoint, and so it just kind of, it was inevitable. I thought, and so I was okay with it. I'm super lucky, and, you know, that was such a good time in my life. So I only hope. I think those guys are all doing good. So that's all you can ask for, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how were you approached by George Lynch, and how did you take that all in? It's a lot to take in.
Well, I was recording my record down in outside of Los Angeles, and Dennis Hill, the producer of my record, is friends with the bass player of Lynch Mob, and I guess they had gotten back from Japan, and they were just looking for a singer, and they did a show in Japan, and they were just looking for a singer to do this West Coast tour, and I'm, you know, my five favorite groups are Depeche Mode, Metallica, Oasis, Dokken, The Smiths. Those are like my bands. Those are like my bands forever. And I mean, I remember I was too young. My mom wouldn't let me go see the Monster of the Rock tour with Van Halen and Scorpions and Dokken and Metallica. And I was so bummed. I was just too young. I couldn't go. And it ended up, I saw Dokken on the Dysfunctional tour. Lynch Mob, I saw him on the second album. The first tour sold out really quick. The Wicked Sensation tour. So then I saw him on the second tour, and I saw Dokken when they got back together out in Palo Alto in Northern California, and on the Dysfunctional tour. And so I'm like a huge Lynch Mob fan, and I'm still a huge Don Dokken fan. So for all this to kind of be going on, it's just, it's amazing. So the bass player of Lynch Mob came down to the studio, and like the next day, he said, when the producer was producing, the producer, Dennis Hill, said, I got your singer down here. He came down the next day, and I guess he sent George some videos and some our CDs, some music of Electric Sister, and he liked it. And so I went down for an audition about a few weeks later, and they just called me and asked me to do the West Coast tour. So I'm super stoked. It's like that movie Rockstar, you know? It's pretty funny, so. So I'm just hanging in there, you know. That's all I can really do my best, you know. So
do you kind of have to stop yourself, you know, from like geeking out, like when you're in the same room with these guys? I mean, the bass player's from Lit, and I mean, Lit has a ton of like you know, popularity from the '90s and stuff. People still sing their songs; their stuff is still on the radio. So do you kind of have to like stop yourself and go, "Yeah, I belong here. Like I fit."
I just kind of look at it as, I'm doing my best, and I'm doing my best to be a good frontman vocalist. And if people are open to playing music with me, and they hear something they like, then everything beyond that is me just being super lucky. You know what I mean? It's just they like it. You know, I've been playing music my whole life, so it's not for somebody to think, like, oh, that's pretty, this guy's pretty good, it's like, well, she hasn't tried really hard. I'm glad. I'm super lucky people are taking notice, you know? That's all it is, you know? Don't quit, boys and girls. Never give up. Never give up.
So what's 2014 looking like for you in addition to this tour? Like, what's, do you know what's next, or are you just taking it as it comes?
No, I'm actually going out today to go today outside. We're going to shoot the cover for my album outside of Los Angeles. I guess Bobby Ayers, who shot out the Lost Art of Rock and Roll video, he's shooting the cover, and it's going to be the Electric Sister video. We're going outside to the desert, and we're shooting the cover today, and then NAMM is coming up this week. And as far as 2014, I'll hopefully release my record, and maybe if Lynch Mob is interested in having me do more gigs with them, then that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. So I don't know if it's necessarily just waiting for things to happen, but good things will happen if you just kind of keep doing the right thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How is your solo stuff different from Lynch Mob and Electric Sister?
I would have to say it's definitely not as intense as Electric Sister. Electric Sister was, you know, very street, and besides, I mean, I actually do ballads. You know, I'm into ballads, and as far as Lynch Mob, it's not super 80s. It's not real 80s metal. It's kind of a little more, it's got a little more punk than 80s metal, but it's not as punk as Electric Sister at all. But I've been writing songs forever, so I'm super stoked that I got Dennis Hill to produce this record, because I feel like he brought out some really good jams on it. It's a cool record. I'm excited for people to hear it. So.
I know this is kind of like a hard question to ask, but what's your favorite song on the album, and why?
On my record?
Yeah, on your record.
Oh, my favorite song on my new record is probably Your Needle Scratches My Vinyl. It's just a cool jam. It's a great, cool tune. That's probably my favorite song. I mean, you know, it's like any person who puts an album out, when they write all the songs and they're kind of in charge of the thing, they're all special, you know, but Your Needle Scratches My Vinyl is just a cool tune. But I don't know if it's going to be the single, but it's the one I like. And White, I have a song called White. That's really fun to listen to. But
so,
yeah, I like them all, you know.
So Your Needle is Scratching My Vinyl. Is there a story behind it? How is it written? What was the inspiration for it?
I think it's slightly a metaphor for when you play music your whole life and how you have situations happen and the music that you're trying to play in your life gets scratched from outside people. So it's kind of that. So it's a metaphor for, you know, dealing with life stuff. You know, that's basically it.
I mean, how hard is that? You know, you write a song and then, you know, a producer gets it or somebody else in the band and they kind of change things. Is that disheartening? Like, how do you deal with that? How do you grow? How do you manage to grow as a musician through all of that?
Well, I think as far as that, it's first of all, in my experience, it's trust. So I trusted Dennis Hill, the producer, with what I was bringing to the table and how, you know, he had his opinions about the song, about songs, and you just gotta listen, you gotta trust, like, this guy kinda knows, this guy's done some stuff, and he's, his reputation is good, and so I trust that whatever he was saying was gonna be the right thing. You gotta let go, you know, I couldn't just hold on to all this stuff. I had to let it go and let it move and flow to what it needed to be, and what it's turned out to be is way better than whatever I was writing with my acoustic guitar or sitting on my bed, you know what I mean? I think it's turned out a lot brighter than that, you know. So
how do you want this upcoming solo album to be remembered, and what are you looking forward to the most in accomplishing in the upcoming tour with Lynch Mob?
With the Lynch Mob tour, I'm just hoping that I want to feel the way I felt when I was a kid listening to Dokken records. I want to feel like that on stage when I was shaking it in my room singing like The Hunter or some song from Dokken. I want to feel that same feeling I had when I was in my bedroom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to feel that feeling of this music is awesome, you know? And I had that rehearsal we had was just awesome. So that's all I'm trying to find, is capture that energy that I felt when I was a kid listening to Dokken. And it's really a huge deal for me to be playing with these guys. You know, it's really big. So that's all I'm trying to get. And as far as my album, I'm hoping people look at it as it's a good take on classic rock or classic metal. I think it's a modern take on those types of sounds, of type of hard rock guitars. I hope that people will hear it as a modern take on that stuff. I'm not sure if it'll come across like that, but you know, that's what I'm maybe thinking it's going to be. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be up to everybody a different opinion of it, you know, or to the few people who do listen to it, you know. So.